Welcome, Yacht Rock fans. I'm your host and captain of the ship, Adam Ritz. Welcome to the next hour of smooth classics from the 70s and 80s. Your favorite Yacht Rock, our guest today, will be Burley Drummond. Burley's the founding member and drummer for Ambrosia. He'll join us throughout the next hour on this cruise. But first, it is Pablo Cruz on the Yacht Rock Radio Network.
Well, you better check it out before it goes, eh? 'Cause you might not be seeing things just the way you should, and you don't recognize what everybody knows.
What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she is gone? What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she is gone?
Yacht Rock Radio Network.
I knew that.
I Saw the Light, Todd Rundgren, all of your Yacht Rock favorites right here with Adam Ritz on the Yacht Rock Radio Network. We're going to be speaking with Burley Drummond. You know him better as the drummer. What a great name for a drummer. Drummond. Burley Drummond, founding member and drummer for Ambrosia. We'll speak to Burley right after Ambrosia, Biggest Part of Me, on the Yacht Rock Radio Network.
There's a new sun rising.
Make a wish, baby. Well, I know we'll make it come true.
Biggest Part of Me, a Yacht Rock staple from Ambrosia. I'm Adam Ritz. Thanks for joining us. And on this cruise, our co-captain is founding member of Ambrosia and drummer. It's Burley Drummond. Burley, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And thanks for having me on your show.
I'm honored to have you as a founding member and drummer for the band Ambrosia, one of my all-time favorites growing up. I hear those songs, the nostalgia. It takes me back. And the generations that are fans of your band, Ambrosia, what do you see when you look out in the audience? You see a guy my age, you see somebody 20 years younger than me that is just getting into that music, and you see a guy 20 years older than me,
absolutely,
too.
Well, I mean, that, I guess, is a testament to the music. I mean, thankfully, that it can span generations. And we find that a lot of our fans, you know, that were with us originally, you know, they were pretty hardcore fans, and it's transferred to their children and now to their children. So it's a nice legacy to have, that it's being passed along.
I've seen you play, and you do a lot on the mic with interaction with the crowd, and I heard you mention meeting fans whose children are named Ambrosia. Well, and now they're old enough that you meet fans that are named Ambrosia.
Well, the funny thing about it, about 5 years ago, I started, I don't know what, you know, a lot of half of what I say on stage just is what happens. I don't think about it, it just comes out. And so I said one night, if you have any children named Ambrosia, we'd love to sign them. And after the show, there was two beautiful, you know, young ladies named Ambrosia. You know, I mean, it was said as a joke, but then we started saying it, and we've probably met, you know, upwards to probably about between 20 and 25. You know, they're always girls, so that shows that, you know, our generation, the generation that we, you know, that first attracted to Ambrosia, had children, and they were inspired enough by Ambrosia to name their daughter Ambrosia, and, you know, they always come and say, yeah, my mom and dad, they loved your music, and, you know.
That is
so
great.
Yeah, it's, oh no. I mean, but it started off as kind of a joke, and then all of a sudden it was reality.
It's Burley Drummond from Ambrosia, and they are still on tour, playing some great shows across the country. Check the internet for a show near you. They keep playing with some great bands from your memories of Yacht Rock. Recently played with Firefall, Orleans. What else have you guys done lately?
Last year we did several benefits with Michael McDonald, where we got to back up Michael, and I speak for the whole band, that, you know, he's one of our artists that we respect the most. He's absolutely an incredible artist. So these were cancer benefits, and just, it was just such an honor to play for him.
Burley Drummond from Ambrosia. More with Burley coming up throughout the show. We will, in honor of the cancer benefits that Ambrosia has played with Michael McDonald, here is the godfather of Yacht Rock, Mr. McDonald.
Things will never be the same again. I keep forgetting how you made it. Yacht Rock.
In my direction, I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Feels right. Moonlight. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right.
Moonlight feels right. It's Starbuck on the Yacht Rock Radio Network. I'm your host, Adam Ritz. Thanks for joining us. Tweet me at Adam Ritz with your Yacht Rock trivia, your Yacht Rock requests. Yacht Rock, that smooth, soft rock from the late 70s, early 80s, the kind of music you listen to on your yacht, holding a glass of champagne with your captain's hat on, enjoying your life and your successes, like Ron Moss, the bassist from Player. With some Yacht Rock trivia, Ron Moss from Player became a very popular soap opera star on the CBS soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful. He played Ridge Forrester.
Spending all my nights on my morning, going out on the town, doing anything just to get you off of my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. Trying to forget you was just a waste of time.
Baby, come back. Any kind of fool could see there was something in everything about you. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong, and I just can't live without you.
mask of false bravado, trying to keep up a smile that hides a tear. But as the sun goes down, you get that empty feeling again.
Yacht Rock in the movies. Take it away, Ron Burgundy and the news team.
Hello. Desk.
Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah.
Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
Huh.
Afternoon delight.
I don't know, Ron.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? Is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight.
Afternoon delight.
didn't fight. But you got some beta waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Sounds kind of crazy.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Man.
Afternoon Delight.
I don't know, Ron. Thanks, news team, for that rendition of Afternoon Delight. I'm Adam Ritz on the Yacht Rock Radio Network. Our guest has been Burley Drummond, drummer and founding member of Ambrosia. And when we think of Ambrosia, we played earlier Biggest Part of Me, the romance, the couples. I got to believe, Burley, that hundreds of, maybe thousands of people have come up to you to tell you that Biggest Part of Me was in our wedding.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a great testament to the song and the fact that people have that as kind of a mark for their life or the celebration of their union. That's great. We're honored that they would do that. So, I mean, obviously, they wouldn't pick Ready for Camarillo, which is about entering a mental ward. That's one of our tunes, too. So I don't know. You know, it's like we kind of run the gamut. So, but we're happy to have those songs. Yeah, and we're happy that people relate to them. It's great.
Ambrosia and the Grammys back in the day. Biggest Part of Me was nominated for 3 Grammys.
Well, for they have all these different categories.
3 different categories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so like best song with best vocal arrangement. I forget what some of them were, best instrumental arrangement of a pop tune or whatever. So, yeah, so there's like, I forget the distinct categories, but,
okay.
Yeah, but it was all, you know, about the song.
And that's pretty cool. And yeah. And I mean, multiple Grammy nominations for other efforts as well.
Yeah. And, well, on our first album, we got nominated twice for the sonic quality of the album. And that's because Alan Parsons came in and mixed our album. And then he produced and co-produced our second album with us. So he was a big part of our early career, Alan Parsons.
More with Burley Drummond coming up. But first, Burley's buddy, pal, producer, Alan, and the Alan Parsons Project on the Yacht Rock Radio Network.
Let the fire rush to your head. so find another fool like before.
Climb aboard. The yacht is waiting. This is Yacht Rock.
Things we do for love.
NCC, The Things We Do for Love, on the Yacht Rock Radio Network. I'm Adam Ritz. In 1980, Tom Selleck hit the small screen when Magnum P.I. debuted.
That's over $800,000.
Oh, that's even worse.
What else could I do?
You could have called the police.
Well, Higgins, you told me not to, remember? Besides, as Tozan's Kaishuka, I had no choice.
It's Kaishaku. And everyone has a choice as what separates us from the lower animals.
A little Magnum and Higgins from 1980, and also debuting in 1980, Robbie Dupree. Why don't we steal away? Come aboard, get on the ship. It's the Yacht Rock Radio Network.
Yacht Rock Radio Network.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. She lay there sleeping. I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into to the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape.
A yacht rock request? Tweet it to @AdamRitz.
You don't know how much I love you, but I love you like the sun. I like to put my arms around you.
Run, 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 run
Starship, right in the middle of the three-phase Jefferson Airplane, then Starship. It was Jefferson Starship, Runaway, on the Yacht Rock Radio Network. Adam Ritz with Burley Drummond, the drummer, founding member of Ambrosia. We've been lucky enough to have Burley on the show throughout the evening. And now, Burley, I want to talk about the big hits, the consummate hits I remember from growing up, Biggest Part of Me, You're the Only Woman.
Right.
You know, when you hear How Much I Feel, how does that make you feel?
No, great. I mean, they are great. They are wonderful. Ambrosia has such a broad scope of music. I wish people would go beyond the hits. But in the same stroke, I'm saying that I'm thankful that we have the hits, or we probably wouldn't be here.
That is a fine line. I mean, the hits, I know, for the fans, they love it. And for the casual fan, they love it. But from your side of the stage...
No, and I love it too.
You're right. There's such a huge catalog and library of music with different kind of genres you've crossed over into, and it's a fine line.
Well, so in that respect, I'm thankful for the hits because, you know, if it wasn't for the hits, we wouldn't be playing the other stuff. So that, you know, the fact that we get to do it all is all worth it.
There's a great song from Ambrosia. This is How Much I Feel.
Started of you thinking that I had been untrue. But if you think that we'd be better parted, it's gonna hurt me, but I break away from you. Well, just give me the sign. I live for your love and death.
that I'm dreaming of the togetherness that seems to believe in me. Oh no, give it all up, then I'll give some more. If you would only love me like you have.
Ambrosia on the Yacht Rock Radio Network. I'm Adam Ritz, and we've been lucky enough to have Burley Drummond on the show. Burley, founding member and drummer for Ambrosia. And Burley, I want to ask you before we let you go about Yacht Rock, its popularity now, the resurgence of this type of music from your original fans, now with a younger generation. You've got a brand new audience, new customers for you.
Well, that's fine with us.
That's fine. Yeah. More. Did you see any sort of ticks on iTunes, people buying your songs more lately because of this resurgence of that kind of music?
But, I mean, I hear I think we're doing a tour, like, in June with several artists. I think it's somehow yacht-related, you know. Player and Robbie Dupree and I think Little River Band. So we're doing it. Yeah, you know, we're going to do that, so.
Yacht related, yeah. I love it. You just—that's my ultimate dream. To be on your yacht, absolutely. Broadcasting live for the Yacht Rock Fest.
I hope your dream comes true.
For both of us.
For both of us, yeah.
All right, I thank you for your time. It's Burley Drummond from Ambrosia. It's just an honor talking to you, and thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Adam Ritz. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on The Yacht That Rocks.
The Yacht Rock Radio Network.